Thank you for calling Charger Electric. This is Lewis.
Yes, hi. This is Evan calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
That's always good to hear. I was looking to go ahead and speak to you. I'm not sure if you have maybe 5 to 10 minutes available.
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. So I was actually noticing on the account, right, that when you spoke with our CI, meaning the interview part, right, they were talking to you in regards to your Google business profile. It looks like there was one in existence, right? I do want to confirm with you. Do you no longer have access to this Google business profile? Let me see if I can go to the link so you can see it. Give me one second. It has a 0.8 star rating.
Okay. Hang on just a second, Robert.
Yes.
Give me a minute.
Yes, sir.
All right. You still with me, Ivan?
Yes, I am right here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes. I apologize. I had a customer at the door, and I had to take care of that.
Yes, of course. Business is first, right? You have to take care of that. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So just back to what we were speaking about, I was trying to see if you had access to the Google Business Profile that currently shows live. It's basically almost matching all of your information, right? It just has a different address, it looks like. So let me send you the text here. Perfect. I just sent the text. It's basically a link that you press on it, and it's going to take you to that Google Business Profile. Just so you can take a look at that.
All right. Let's see. Send progress. Get a preview for everybody. All right. If you have any questions, tap to the preview.
Did you get the text message? I'm sorry.
Yes, I did. I just trying to open it up now.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
There it is. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's our old address. All right. You still around it?
Yes, I'm still here. I was actually taking a look a little closer on that Google Business Profile because, as you mentioned, right, it's the address, your old address, right? The phone number is the same. The rating on the stars on there, right, is at 2.8. Maybe it would be a better option if, let's say, if you don't have access to it, right, that we create one and basically get the verification done as well, right? The second option would be to go ahead and help you with this one that has the 2.8 rating rate. From there, we would just have to maybe create a link that would help you generate faster reviews. Basically, it's just a link that you can send out to customers, people that you helped out. That way, we can go ahead and, let's say, make sure that 2.8 moves up instead of down, right? So there's two routes we can take. Again, I do believe maybe creating a new one would be the best route to take. And if Google brings it up, we can delete the old one, right? Just by simply trying to gain access as well. So if it's okay with you, I'll put in the request right now.
Alrighty.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and speed up the process on that, so I should be able to call you tomorrow and see how we can get it verified. From there, once it's verified, it just takes 5 days for it to be on Google Maps, okay? So,
okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and rush this here. Just give me 1 second. Okay, perfect. So I put a rush on it again. I should be able to call you tomorrow. I would say the latest would be around 5 year time, okay? So I'll send you a text message if it's going to be a little bit later, okay?
Okay, I know. I appreciate that because I was actually looking at it. I had something about there was an issue, you know, with the Google. It wasn't connected or something.
You're absolutely right. I see that now.
Yeah. And I did click on it, all like that, but like I said, I really didn't know what was going on.
It's okay. That's what the client dashboard is for. It's just basically for you to mess around with, right? You can't really do anything wrong. So you did perfect, actually. It sent us a warning. So that's always a good thing. Again, I do believe this is the best route to take, and I'll definitely keep in touch with you. I'm gonna try to expedite that today.
Okay. Ivan, let me ask you a question while I got it, because this was actually, you know, one of the reasons why I was on the dashboard. Okay.
Okay.
Is like once we, you know, we get this all situated and all like that, I will be able to send out requests for, for reviews, right?
Absolutely. If you're on the client dashboard right now, you should be able to see a section that says reviews.
Right.
But if you, okay, so you do see it perfect. If you go on there, we're going to have, once it's actually connected, right here on the review section, you're going to actually be able to see a link that is called a tiny URL, and there's also going to be a blue button that says request reviews. And again, this is as soon as it gets connected to your GBP, right? And I'll review it with you. But again, this is the spot where you'll find everything in regards to requests and reviews, responding to reviews. We also have the opportunity to have our AI answer your reviews, right? And of course, that's only if you request it, okay? So,
right.
So as soon as it's up, I would say in about 5 days, I'll review the client dashboard with you because a lot of it's going to change, okay?
Yes.
All right, awesome.
All right, so that actually answered the question I was looking for this morning, you know, was how do I request reviews? Okay, so once all of this is live, we'll be able to do that.
I'm just sorry, can you repeat that, please?
I said that you just basically answered the question that I had from this morning was, you know, was how do we request reviews?
Okay.
And I see it's not available here, and it's only because we're not live yet. So.
That's absolutely right. And you'll also see that banner, the red banner you saw, right, the Google Business Profile. It'll disappear once it's connected.
Right.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Now, another question that, you know, because this just came up when I got onto the business page earlier. All right, you know, and it's telling me that I have a message. Okay, so that's one new message. All right, but how do I check messages here?
Okay, so you received the text that you have a new message. Let me double check here. Oh, okay. I see that our team on the 12th sent out a text message from Evident. It's basically a background check. Was there another message that you might have received, or was that the one that you
received? I mean, that would have been the only one. Is just the idea that it says one new message, but I don't even know how to check messages here.
Yeah, let me double check. So if we go to your lead section, it should break it down, right? So if there's a message that came through from somebody using, you know, the client, the call tracking number, Google, any type of information where that is, it should show on here, okay?
All right.
Other than that, I do see that our team has sent you out messages in regards to the background check and information. I don't see anything
else. But where would that message be?
It should go directly to your line. So it should be on, like, a normal text message, basically. But it would be on the 12th.
Okay.
And it should
all
be
right.
From
so
our customer service number.
All right. So it won't be on the homepage.
That's correct. So the reason it's not on the homepage is because it we didn't contact the call tracking number, for example. We sent it directly to your line. So if anybody uses your call tracking number for any reason, it's going to show up on here, right here on the lead section, okay?
Okay.
All right. Awesome. Perfect. Okay. I'm just making sure that you got that message. Okay, perfect. Yeah, it looks like that's exactly how it's going to work. So just keep an eye on it. I'm not sure if you had a chance to do the or fill out the message from Evident. It's only good for 24 hours, so I might have to ask for them to resend it.
Yeah, maybe it's incredible, because I don't recall. I mean, I thought I did all of the background stuff already, but it's possible that I missed it, you know, because the 12th, that's last Thursday. You know, so let me see if I have any messages from Thursday. Let's see. Okay, I have, let's see, Wednesday.
Okay, looks like you did submit it on the 12th.
Okay, did I? All right. Because I see where somebody sent me something. I did call back because I was unavailable to take the call. And, all right. So, yeah, here we go. It sent an SMS with the link for the background check. Number 3 minutes, 2 minutes to upload photos, stuff like that. We just still have some photos and stuff to upload, but most of the documentation and everything had already been put in. Before I even, we did a lot of that, beforehand, so.
Okay, perfect. Okay, great. So right now I'm just waiting for an update on the background check and that information. And then, of course, the Google Business Profile will keep you updated. That way we can have it verified as soon as possible.
Okay. All right. So you're going to call me back tomorrow?
I would say it should be done by tomorrow, the latest. Either way, you'll hear from me to just give you a quick update if we need another 24 hours. But typically, it shouldn't take too long, okay?
All right, great.
Okay, perfect. So I do appreciate you letting us know about your concerns, and we'll definitely address them right and get them fixed right away, actually, okay?
All right, thank God.
All right, thank you. I hope you have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.